Our guest today, Bill Scare, Boone City Administrator, joins us to talk about what's happening. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Good morning.
Anything new happening in Boone, I guess? Well, yeah. Obviously.
Maybe a few.
There's a lot of different things. But, of course, the big news was yesterday, relocation of corporate offices for Fairway.
Yes.
Again, I know there have been talks and things like that. I didn't know how in-depth mm-hmm. the city and economic development had been working with them. But I guess understand what they're trying to do with their expansion and things like that. Workforce is a lot different than it was 20, 25, 30 years ago.
Yeah, I think you're correct on that. You're right. And obviously the city's disappointed that they're moving the headquarters to Johnston. But, you know, we still have a huge campus out there on Industrial Road. They employ over 600 people here in Boone. As well, they're not closing the building downtown, as you know. The mayor put out a really good press release yesterday explaining what his thoughts are and the city's thoughts. They're going to move people down to the building here downtown, so it's still going to be occupied by Fairway with other employees. We anticipate they're going to continue to make huge investments in the city on their campus out there on Industrial Road. They're going to be doing, my understanding is they're going to be doing some redoing on how they run things out mm-hmm. there, adding some things. And I think from what Reynolds said in that Des Moines Register article, we're talking millions of dollars that they're going to still be investing in this community.
It's not, part of it is just pure growth.
Sure.
On their corporate side. One of the other things I know you look at, and people say, well, they're moving that part of it. But, yeah, they've continued to get bigger and bigger. We've seen that.
They have. And I think that, you know, as they continue to expand, I think that's only good for the city here in Boone. And I don't know how many stores they've added over the last few years, but it's been quite a few. I don't know if they're, and this is just a guess, by me, up near 140, something like that, mm-hmm. or what their plans are. You know, that's Fairway obviously can confirm that, but yeah. They have a lot of their expansion, and, sure. and I think they're planning for the future, and their leadership decided that, you know, this was best for their future in expansion. Mm-hmm. A strong Fairway is a strong Boone when it comes to jobs and things like that.
Again, the jobs we have locally, yes, it's there. We know that. Corporate jobs, I know they've been coming from all over on that. The other thing is that is not the only business you have out there in the industrial park. You have one that's looking at millions and millions of dollars in additional growth and investment as well.
Exactly right.
AgCertain in particular.
AgCertain, correct. They have a huge expansion that the city's aware of that we've had talks with them on, that they're proceeding. You just got to go out there, drive by, and take a look, and all the good things that are happening out there. As well, PDM, I believe, mm-hmm. is a really good corporate citizen out there. They've made purchases, and they've expanded and everything. So we have some good things going on out there on Industrial Road.
Actually, having that rail line has really
working with the Boone. And Scenic Valley is a big part of that as well on that part of their business, moving those cars and transporting the oils, I think, and things like that. Sure.
So when people wonder, and again, Ames Economic Development has worked closely with you on a lot of those, but as I recall, I think probably one of the biggest grants they ever wrote was for AgCertain for their reverse osmosis.
Yes.
And folks, the bottom line is that's a big investment they're making, because they're still going to need our water and our wastewater.
Correct.
But they are going to basically recycle a lot of what they can to lessen that impact.
Right, that is. And that will ultimately reduce the demand on our plant as well by that process that they're doing. And that also helps the other businesses who need things from us, you know, from the wastewater plant with the different, the name.
BODs.
BODs, there you go. I've said it enough. You think I'd remember it, but
don't worry. I'm going to ask you about the wastewater plant here in a second.
Wonderful. So it helps the others. So it's all positive out there. It's all good news. They're making millions of dollars of investments, you know, here in the city. It's very good.
And they got some pretty good jobs they're offering out there as they continue
to
grow too, and tech jobs and things. So,
yes,
we're looking at that. So let's talk a little bit about the wastewater plant. It's the mandated disinfection. It has been really, really difficult to get this done. And we're way behind. I know working under the mandate that the DNR gave us.
Yes, you're exactly right. We certainly would have wished this project would have gone smoother than it has. I continually talk with the utility committee about it and update them. And we're hoping that, you know, they can get final completion of this project here in the next month or so, so that we can close it out. We're under a mandate, like you said, from DNR, and we're under a deadline that we have to get this done. The UV structure actually is in, and they're working on it to get it to make sure that it operates properly. So, yeah, we've had some roadblocks in that, obviously, that, you know, I've discussed with council before, and I think we're going to have another discussion coming up here at the September 5th council meeting.
I think the probably the one thing is, part of the utility committee going forward with this, they wanted it, again, at our location down in McCose Park, and kind of a restricted site area, but operation wanted to maintain operations while this was going on.
Right.
Was that part of the challenge?
I think so. A little bit of it, but as well as, you know, as we went through, you know, this project's been going on for a while, and remember the supply chain things we had and getting equipment and everything like that. So I think there's been some challenges with that as well, and we're just now working through that. I mean, those things, when they started, when they were happening, those have long-lasting effects, and we're seeing an example of that, you know, on the UV project, unfortunately.
Well, keep our fingers crossed. We still have other projects are going on both there and Waterworks. Yeah,
we do. We're starting the process of $2.5 million projects at the water, $2.5 million at the wastewater. If folks have noticed on the agenda, we set some fixing some dates for those projects that we'll discuss September 5th in order for us to get a loan from the SRF, the State Revolving Fund, to help us with those projects. So we're continually trying to finish up, as we talked about, the UV project, but we're also starting other projects at both plants that need to be done to make sure those plants are running efficiently and correctly. And equipment just wears out, folks. And, you know, they were new in the 90s, and some of the equipment that we have on those things, like the RAS pumps, for example, the grit screen, they're wearing out. They're over 20-some years old, so they need to be replaced. So we're taking the appropriate action. I think the utility committee has done a fantastic job in leading staff and directing us on which way to go for those projects to make sure that we, you know, we get those done.
You know, one of the things that we've done, because before when we had our personnel that were basically overseeing it out there, but since you've gone with U.S. Water, have they done a good job of saying, you know, this equipment's getting old, we should at least get something standby, because the city's still responsible for the plant.
We are, as you know, we are responsible for it, we own it, and we had meetings with U.S. Water when we were developing the budget for the 2.5 at each plant. They were certainly involved in that on what their thoughts were and what we needed, as well as our engineer with SEH were involved, so it was a collaborative effort, along with explaining it to utility committee on what we need to do, and we've got a plan, and we're just now in the early stages of implementing the plan.
Again, that's part of the infrastructure people don't see.
Who knows what a RAS pump is or a grit screen, right? Yeah. I never did, you know, originally, but I certainly know what they are now.
You learn.
And it's normal. People don't understand those inner workings of it, and it's just things that the city and U.S. Water and our engineer help us, and the utility committee, we make sure that we make those improvements so, you know, we don't have any issues at the plants.
What about the road construction? I know we had a slow start on South Marion, West Park, but I'm thinking if they get by some of these little areas, things should move quickly because Mother Nature has certainly helped out.
Yeah, I think so. With that project there, you know, we're doing infrastructure before we in the area with water, sewer, and stormwater and all that. And we've some of the pipes out there and everything are really old, and so we're working through that. There's been some items that we've been dealing with on the locations of them, and does it make sense to where that is now? Maybe we move it here. It'll be more efficient when the project's done. So there's been some change orders. There was one at the last council meeting, change order number 3. It totaled to about $5,500, and I think we're total of the 3 change orders, I think we're less than $10,000, I believe, and for the 3 total. Sure. And it's so when I see those change orders, I have a conversation with Waylon, our public works director. I said, does this make sense to you? You're going to maintain the system. And everything I've got from him is, yeah, that makes sense. I need it as well to get done. It will help us in the future when the project's done. Mm-hmm. So those are the kind of things we discuss and talk about before we ever bring it to council. And then on this last mm-hmm. one, Mike Danberg from SEH was there to explain the reason for this change order, and council certainly understand. I know Councilman Mormon expressed concern, hey, we're early on this project. This is change order number 3. We usually don't like to see them. But unfortunately, on some projects, it's just the way it is. And we deal with it the best we can and make sure that it's reasonable. And I think in the end, council determined that this was a regional change order and needed to be done. They approved it so that we didn't – one thing we don't want to do when we're working on these is sometimes change orders will delay moving forward on the project. Yeah. Well, we don't want to do that. We want to keep the project moving sure. forward so that we complete on time. So yeah, I think we're in good shape.
Yeah. I think the one thing is, I know it's still well below what you had originally estimated.
It is.
On cost. Even with these change orders.
Right. The cost estimate that we got on this came in below what we're thinking. So we're still fine on this. And but again, employees, you know, staff of the city need to do their due diligence, make sure what we're doing is reasonable and it makes sense.
Okay. Oh, here's one I didn't even throwing this at you.
Sure.
So the school, I know, was getting ready to transfer ownership of Hancock Drive, which,
yes.
of course, they were required to build and still needed the legal description. So is that why? Is it still closed? What's happening?
Yeah, it is still closed. We're still working on it. And it's closed for safety reasons. The streetlights are not completed yet. Alliance been working in there, I know, from talking to Waylon. And so we're waiting for that. And then there's a few other just infrastructure things, I think, that Waylon is waiting for to get done. Mm-hmm. And then once that's all done and we can open the road, then before that, obviously, we'll accept the road. As you know, we have to bring that acceptance to council for their approval.
Mm-hmm.
So we're anticipating that. I don't think it'll happen on the 5th, but I'm certainly hopeful that it will happen on the 18th
okay.
of September.
Sure.
And involved in that as well as, you know, we have to pass the ordinance for the parking, no parking out there on that road.
Sure.
As well as, excuse me, the stop sign.
You sure.
think it, we just can't put a stop sign up, right? We have to make it as part of our ordinance. That's been completed. It just needs to be published. Same with the parking. And then also staff looked at out there, the speed limit there on Airport Road. So we brought that to council and said, hey, when this road is open, the traffic is going to be considerable. You're going to have northbound traffic that may want to make a left turn in there. There's not a left turn lane. So we feel it's important for safety for everyone that we look at that speed limit sign, and ultimately council decided that we're going to change that speed limit. Well, now it's 40 out to around where the guard is, right? And after that, going south is 55. We've changed it completely on that road from Mamie Eisenhower to Highway 30 to 40. So we've had our first reading, I believe.
Yeah.
I hope to waive the second on the 5th and approve the 3rd and then adopt it. And then, of course, we'll put the speed limit signs up, but we can't enforce it until it's published. So that we're waiting on the stop sign and the parking, we're waiting for it to be published.
Yeah. And I know that people will say, well, what about on Highway 30? And we know Chief Weibel's been in contact with the DOT, his concerns.
Right.
But they kind of wait to see what happens.
They do. And if you remember a month or two back, they had a meeting out there at Cobblestone, I believe,
yep.
where they introduced to the public some of the, I think, in the near term, 2 to 5 year changes that they're going to make out there.
Yep.
So it's not like they're ignoring it, right? They're looking at Airport Road. They're looking at 30 to see what's the best way to make it as safe as possible. So, but sometimes things, you know, take time, right?
Takes time. Speaking of taking time, we have our Boone Downtown Committee. This is the committee that's really was created after they started out as the one that was, they were working on the Main Street program. And I know you supported that effort. The council supported that effort, pursuing the Main Street designation. And one of the things they got out of their assessment that happened was plant some trees downtown. And so they really are on their going ahead with that. We needed to get a few things defined. They're working with an arborist, which probably puts us ahead of the game from where we were several years ago. Understand what kind of trees they are and things you can do to contain those. But
right.
It is a commitment, and it would be a commitment on behalf of the city, too.
It would. I think it was they were at the last council meeting, and there was a discussion, 28 trees, I believe.
I think it was around 28, yeah.
Downtown. And I truly think that council supports this committee and what they're trying to do. There was a discussion as well about the current trees that are already there. Those trees are heaving the sidewalks, or they have heaved the sidewalks, and we have some issues there. And I think council had some questions about, okay, we understand your plan of planting these 20 trees. What about the ones that are there now? What are we going to do with that? Now, obviously, the tree committee was focusing on the new trees, but I think council had some concern about, hey, what are we going to do about the old trees there on the heaving sidewalks? Do we need to get a plan together? We need to have this discussion as well before we decide to go forward, you know, with
the whole
thing.
They're looking for something a little more encompassing.
Right, you know, yeah. Right. And I think it, as well, that I know the tree committee, and I'll just say these are volunteers, folks, so they're devoting their own time to it. And but I think that as far as the fundraising, I think council wanted a little more information, you know, how much have you raised? Have you raised any? Because, you know, they were, if they would have proved it that night, I mean, they wanted to know how much do you have raised to pay for this if we're going to approve it. So it was I think it was a really good discussion back and forth between the council and the tree committee. And I think they're coming back on the 5th, and we'll talk about it again. Hopefully they'll have some more information. I know I met with Linda Williamson, Councilwoman Williamson, about it. We had a good discussion. I think they're going to bring back some, you know, hopefully some more information that for council, and they can decide which direction they want to go.
All right. So the one thing I really wanted to talk about, because I had been waiting for this, I'd seen Mid-Iowa Planning housing assessment they did for Ogden. And I knew they were doing one for Boone, and not only the city, but Boone Economic Growth Corporation, and also Alliant helped step up for this.
Yes.
Important because, once again, housing, everybody's talking about needing housing. And you had some interesting information on that, like median age of home, 1922.
In some of the comparables, I mean, there was the next one close was 1950s, I think. So that, as the gentleman from MIPA explained, that was alarming to him. That's pretty old homes. I think some of that goes into the why we have an aggressive demolition program here to clean up some of those older homes that aren't livable, and then hopefully replace them, you know, with a new home in an established neighborhood. But if you look at some of the things, it shows that we will need by 2030. To hit our population goal, 1,004. Now, this doesn't take into account the 70 out at 22nd Lynn at Fox Point. I don't think it takes account the 100 up to 128 that were, excuse me, that we're working on South Marion Street with Cating, the Cating project. But that's a lot of homes, and it shows. I think it gives the city a map of what we need to do. One of the things that I noticed on it that was alarming to me a little bit was one in three Boone renters households, so they're renting, their housing is cost burden, which means that it's more than the average what it should be. And so that's concerning, and I think that alone probably shows what we're doing on our housing, and we need to continue. Just because we have these projects we're working on, we need to look to the future and for more projects. And
There's some challenges there.
We have some challenges here. You're exactly right, Jim. And if you look at one of the takeaways I took was Boone has a shortage of affordable units for households making less than $25,000. So we have a population out there that make less than $25,000 that struggle, you know, to pay their rent and everything, which is the exact reason why we do a project that's up at 22nd and Lynn. Now, 40 of that is family. 30 of it is senior. And, you know, I've had some conversations, well, is that enough? are we good now? We don't need any more of those projects. Well, I think we need to look at it. If you go by this housing summary of it, you know, if we're going to serve that section of population, maybe we do need more LMI housing, you know, to help out. So, that's a discussion by the elect or a decision by the elected officials as we move forward. And we're talking, what, Jim, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. And
yeah,
it needs to be looked forward.
Yeah.
You know, regardless who's on the council or whatever. I mean, we need to look at that to serve our population. So, I think this housing assessment is pretty telling of what we need to do. And then on the other side of that, if you look at Boone has a shortage of affordable units for households making more than $100,000 a year. So if we have a shortage there, then that's another area that we need to plan for and serve to make sure that you know, we can meet those needs. So this was very telling for me. It told me a lot of things. Some of it I expected, but this is a really good document. I encourage any citizen, this is, you know, public record, contact me, contact City Hall, and if you want to get a copy of this, you know, certainly you can have a copy of it and read it for yourself and see what it says.
Yeah, because we did have somebody actually ask at the meeting, well, what are you doing for housing? Well, and it doesn't include projects that are currently moving forward, doesn't, I think, the Ringgold project.
Exactly. Estates. That's another one of 8 townhomes, I believe. Yeah.
And that's one of those where the city assisted with some demolition.
Right.
They pursued some grant, again, working with Ames Economic Development.
Exactly. They worked with Ames EDC on some workforce housing tax credits, I believe, for that project. And they were successful. And getting those credits allowed the developers to move forward on that. It allowed them to be able to, hadn't started yet, but to move forward with that project and complete it. So all of these are pieces of a puzzle that we need to do for housing. And the thing I'll say is, you know, this isn't unique to Boone. There are other communities, right, that are having the same thing that are in rural areas. And so it's up to the city here as a whole that we look at this and we move forward with it and bring in that housing that obviously we need.
All right. Bill Scare, Boone City Administrator, our guest on our program today. Council meeting coming up on Tuesday.
Yes, Tuesday because of Labor Day.
The Labor Day holiday. And, of course, Super Nationals be going.
Right.
Over 1,000 pre-registered.
Yep.
It's going to be big.
It's a
one
great
of the bigger
event.
Ones we've had.
Great event for this community. I think it's going to be a busy couple weeks here.
And for those that are wondering, yes, with Super Nationals going on, ATVs on the streets prohibited.
Yes.
For the week.
Oh, thank you for mentioning that. You're exactly right.
For the week.
For the week.
All right. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.